You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
Cruise through this Wednesday. I got people emailing me going, man, the best thing is my boss just told me we all get to leave at 3 o'clock today to avoid the nightmare that is the downtown. Yeah, it's going to be rough. And just to be the beacon of information for all you folks working downtown and whatever, it's going to start clogging up about 2:30, evidently. I just got a traffic update. And they're saying 2:30. I think the beast in the flight comes in about 4. And the route from the airport to the Coliseum, all freeway. So they're basically going to, you know, I guess that would be just 10 across all the way. They come out the east side of the airport or west side
off
of the airport.
17.
So, I don't know. So it's coming off the west side and it goes pop right on there. So it's going to be a long one today. And they're going to keep that thing closed up the entire way right around that Coliseum. That's going to be on lockdown. So if your boss is cool like this guy's, Chris is his name, we get to leave at 3 o'clock today to not be part of this mess trying to get out of here at 6, which is when you'd normally leave work. So hopefully there's some bosses out there that get it. Maybe start acting sick. I'd get sick too if I had to work down near there. Yikes. Unless I worked at that Vietnamese Wendy's. They're going to make a fortune. Anyway, good luck to all of you down there. It's Presidential Day. We got ourselves a Brady Report. It's brought to you by our friends at Hooters. Hooters brings you the Brady Report. And today, Hooters Wednesday, they want to tell you about tomorrow night. Hooters Metro Center. Oh, wait. Yeah, that's it. What is this? It's the Valentine's Vixen Dress-Up and Bikini Pageant. Just in time for next year's Valentine's
Day.
The 19th. It's Hooters Valentine's Day. Have a cold beer and hang out with your favorite Hooters girls. The Valentine's Vixen Dress-Up and Bikini Pageant. I don't know if that means you, patron, are to dress up, or the girls will be, but I'm curious.
We don't want to see the patron.
I think it's
you
okay.
Got me curious.
Test it.
Have a cold beer and hang out with your favorite Hooters girls tomorrow, 7 o'clock at the Hooters and Metro Center, the Valentine's Vixen Dress-Up and Bikini Pageant.
Yeah, they got some of the super hot ones working
sure.
on at that Metro Center
yeah, they do.
Location. So might want to check that out.
Yeah. You know, you get your Valentine's Day lingerie there. Why only use it one day? Use it the 19th as well for Hooters Valentine's Day. Whatever. I'm not one to turn away from the idea of a Valentine's Vixen not on Valentine's Day, so.
Good ideas for next year.
I guess.
Is it going to be like that Victoria's Secrets thing where they have the big feathers and everything,
so.
The red?
I don't know. I'm curious. Mostly curious and clever PR move to do a Valentine's Day party 5 days after Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it's on people's brain.
I know, but it makes you think, what's going on here? I'm curious now. It's like Christmas on January 3rd. What are we doing? I'm going to go look at this.
I kind of like it.
I kind of like it, too. It seems extra special. Anyway, thanks, Hooters. Brady, report it.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy Tug of War Day.
It's also, Brady, I don't know how you missed this, National Pancake Day.
I did miss
it. And the National Pancake people want it to be National Pancake Week. And I don't know who you appeal to do that, but other than just say it.
You know.
Pancakes every day for a week?
I don't want them. I want a little bit of pancakes, but not.
Brady, you're being suspiciously quiet.
Yeah.
You know?
He feels like he let the pancake world down.
No.
With his tug of war day.
I do have a waffle story later on.
It's not
pancakes.
It's
different. Yeah.
That's like saying
completely
Chinese
different.
People and Korean people are the same.
Look, I saw tug of war day and thought.
Well, I venture to guess that there'll be more pancakes consumed than tug of war games.
We got a couple of fun facts. Steven Spielberg bought the rights to Jurassic Park just a few hours before James Cameron tried to get them.
Oh.
Cameron says that if he'd made the movie, it would have been
better,
nastier, much nastier,
meaner, a little less fluffy. Yeah.
They already have some pretty good scenes where they eat people.
They chomp Newman. Newman gets crunched pretty darn good.
That's the best part about those Jurassic Parks. Yeah. The stories aren't that great, but
the story's fantastic. The execution of the characters is a little shallow because the story, to me, I think is amazing. Like, oh my God, we can suck
that
this
first
out of
one,
it. Unreal. I'm like, this is a great idea, and then you're like. Why are we following Laura Dern and Jeff Goldblum's will they, won't they? Kind of. I don't care. I want dinosaurs eating children. That's why I'm here.
That opening chase scene by the T-Rex.
Awesome.
And the
Jeep. Yeah, the first one's great. It's just they kept copying it for like,
right.
You know.
Oh, yeah. But then they tried to make you like the kids, and I'm like, nah, not necessary. Give me dinosaurs. Give me a dinosaur love affair. Like, show that. But I didn't, you know, they have to make you like the kids, and then one of them has to get eaten. They all lived, and that was kind of a cop-out.
The reason there's a top 40 for songs, do you know why?
Why it's 40?
Yeah.
No.
That's how many songs are in 2 hours?
In jukeboxes in the 50s, they could hold 40 songs.
I didn't know that.
The original version of Snow White, the story ends with the evil queen being forced to...
fillet the dwarves.
She's put on burning... she's forced to put on burning hot iron shoes and dance until she died.
Huh.
St. Louis hosted the third Olympics in 1904. They lasted 5 months. Only 11 other countries sent athletes.
It's harder to get here.
So we dominated. We won 239 medals.
I mean, you have other countries. Less advantage actually attending it.
You're going to be here for 5 months.
Yeah, it was like the guys from Russia couldn't quite float over to St. Louis in time. And then wagon train it from New York over.
We can stay a month, but after that.
We are the Russian gymnastics team, and we leave in late January. Should get to St. Louis by August. Hopefully, they are still Olympics.
And then you get a couple of delays for weather.
We are delayed 1 month. We will miss entire Olympic Games. Hopefully, they last half of year.
Yeah, that's not fair to sit and brag about. Yeah, we won an event that only we could attend.
Crushed it.
Crushed the world at all. We're the most athletic country in the world. Because nobody could show up. We had them here at our house. That's like me being like the best cook in my neighborhood. And I'm the only one with a kitchen. And I'm the best. I'm pretty much making the best steaks. Or we don't have kitchens. Well, if you guys want to come by and try, there's not enough room. But
it's a five-month competition.
Right. No kitchens for anybody else.
A company called Do Not Pay just released a new product called Robo Revenge to help you trap robocallers and instantly sue them. If you sign up, they give you a burner credit card. Next time you get an unsolicited call, you pretend you're interested. Use the burner card to pay. The charges gives the Robo Revenge a way to trace who's behind the call.
Nice.
And they're instantly sued on your behalf up to $3,000 per call under the Telephone Consumer Protection Act.
Fantastic.
Please.
The downside
is
it has to be a company based in the U.S., not the scam calls from Russia, Nigeria, or anywhere else internationally.
So yesterday I was at a little lunch meeting with Joseph, the new guy downstairs. He runs digital.
Yeah. There's a new guy?
Yeah. Bueller.
Okay.
Broderick is his name, but I'm just going to call him Bueller. That'll make it easier for me. And then Doug was there, and a guy named Jordan, who does my MUAs, my manipulation under anesthesia. So we're and Jordan's cool. So we're just basically it was beers and burgers, and they were pretending to work, and we were goofing around. Joseph got 3 scam likely calls. And he goes, "Here's another one," and I'm like, "Let me have that. I will stop this." Lady calls, "Hi, I'm calling from blah 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 travel, and I was like, see if you'd like to win a trip to Vegas this weekend. We'll take you up there, and you'll do this and this and this." I'm like, "Oh, okay, but my wife was murdered in Vegas, so it's hard for me to be there." "Oh, is there any way you guys can?" "Oh, nah." Click. Hangs up. I'm like, "You're off that list." Not 2 minutes later, gets another one.
"I'm with the blood donation center, so blah, blah." "Okay, I have HIV, though, so is that going to be an issue with the blood?" "Okay, goodbye, sir." Click. I'm like, "You're off that one, too." I've never seen somebody get more scam-likely calls.
He's done something.
That's what
his number's
like,
out
"What's on your phone?" "Well, I get them all the time." I'm like, "What are you doing on this thing?"
He's clicking on the wrong stuff.
He's like, "I can't believe you did that." And I'm like, "That's how you handle these people. You just... they'll click you off that list." I don't have any. I started getting them for a while. Started pulling that whole "I don't care
it
about
does
your
ebb
feelings."
And flow sometimes.
"My baby's dead." I say the horrible things. "I just found my wife in the house." You'll probably see it on the news. Her entrails are everywhere. She was gutted. "What were you talking about? Traveling to Vegas? What?
Isn't a good time."
No, it's not.
I pissed a few of them off so much that they curse me out and hang up on
me. I love that.
That's good times.
I just like getting it because you win either way. If they hang up on you, they're not there. If they want to talk about it, okay, I'll go to great lengths to make this the most disturbing conversation you've ever had.
I like to use anger and just go, yeah. How do you go to work every day and live your life being such an asshole?
How do you tuck your kids in at night knowing what you've done for 8 hours?
You have no soul.
Daddy, what do you do for a living?
Well, that's an interesting question, Timmy. I bother people. My job as a professional botherer consists of me going into a cube with other mostly Indians and calling people all day long, even though they don't want me to, on their phones and telling them about deals they don't want or never signed up for. And I'm relentless, Timmy. I'm relentless. I walk through pretty much every sentence you can throw at me. Why, a man today told me his child died of SIDS just hours prior. My next response? Well, we'll throw in an extra weekend if you sign up now. Just read the script, Timmy.
You are the spawn of Satan. I hope you go to jail and get raped every day for the rest of your life.
I, like my father and his father before him, were professional botherers. We're a horrible group of subhuman mutants that have no conscience or anything else and just want to bother people at home with things they don't need or want and long, long scripts.
Hope you die of the coronavirus.
Long scripts. Well, that's interesting you bring up the coronavirus because coronas are on special when we send you off to your trip to the Peppermill in Reno.
Wow.
Damn it. No.
Brady's the one that gets...
Oh, my God. I hear Reno's beautiful.
Well, what's that, sir?
I said I hear Reno's beautiful. Tell me about the deal.
Well, you want me to finish?
Yeah.
You take Visa?
Brady wants to talk to him.
Oh, I've never been through the whole script before.
Well, go ahead.
So you might be the most glorious human being I've ever tried.
Are you crying?
There he goes. Brady's ruining it for everyone.
You should call. Here's a list of friends' numbers. These guys be interested in your project. You and I are pals. It's good to meet a new friend. Every day is incomplete that you don't meet a new friend.
You could have been a professional botherer. I think you could have done that job.
2 hours, and that's my fifth timeshare.
Yeah. Old rosy cheeks and rose-colored glasses Brady would have been. Fallen into the professional botherer ranks and not realize that's what he did for a living.
You said the other day you hated cold calls, but I don't know, man. You might have been really good at it back in the day.
Get that script?
You definitely learned techniques of how not to, you know, ask the right questions.
Did you have the script and everything?
No. They would give you a
script. Go off script.
Give you the guidelines, but you winged it.
Yeah.
Because
you just...
They tried to do that.
Some of those scripts are...
For real estate, for me, like when I first started, they're like, here, you can call people and use this script, and they work.
Yeah.
No. I'd rather stab myself in the eyeball.
Well, especially when you got me on the other line.
Would you like to...
Well, that's good.
Were you interested in maybe selling your home? I mean, prices are at their peak right now. I need to sell my home because my baby's dead. The coroner's here now. I don't know that I can ever see this house. I got a...
Blood everywhere.
Hi, I'm calling with Benjamin Moore, and we have a deal on a brand new...
Great, because I just painted my baby's room blue, and he's dead. And we got to repaint that room. I got a room to paint.
I told you about that one last year. The guy was, Scottish, and it was, obviously an international call. But sure. For someone, I said, I'm really interested. How many can I get?
Yeah.
And they said, that's right. And they're like, yeah, give me one. Go off yourself. And hangs up.
Wow.
I'm like, wow, that's a first.
You're being pranked.
So check out Do Not Pay. Get your burner card.
DoNotPay.com?
I believe so.
Well, you've
or
got
just
the paper.
Google. It doesn't say .com on it. It just says
just Google
it.
Do
the company's
not pay.
Called Do Not Pay.
Right, Richard, clear this up. Grab that paper. It's got to be something on there that... Detail. Do not pay. If you Google do not pay, it pops up because that's pretty good. You get $3,000. I mean, you have to jump through some hoops, but you get somebody bothering you multiple times.
There's a 50-year-old woman named Toni Rogers. She lives in Memphis, Tennessee. She was arrested on Sunday for stabbing her first cousin after an argument. Oh, and he's also her boyfriend. Toni and her first cousin are in a sexual relationship. They live together. But they argued on Sunday, and she stabbed him twice, once outside and then again when they went inside to clean the first wound.
Oh. See? Don't hump family. Well, she looks like Tommy Davidson.
Kind of.
and Otis Nixon for baseball fans of the early 90s.
Yeah, your references are getting a little
Yeah, that's a rough one, but Tommy David's Welsh, you can't miss it, though, for people who
no,
know.
No, you're right.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm dead on the money.
Dead on.
There's, you
Put
know
that hat on him.
You know what's great about it? Is there hasn't been another person to replace Otis Nixon as that reference, which is a good thing for humanity.
There never will be, John.
That's a good thing. And nobody's ever going to go, you know what you are? Is the new Otis Nixon. Unless you see a 94-year-old blues musician on a porch.
Although that, looked like. That basketball player from Ohio State, what was his name?
Greg Oden was pretty close.
Greg Oden was pretty close.
He was he's too lanky and tall. Otis right. Nixon was human-sized.
Much older looking.
Yeah. You just see an old person, an old black person, and you say, there's Greg Oden. But the Otis Nixon is the ugliest black person you've ever seen. Man. Usually a woman. I couldn't get over that every time they'd say that. Every time Jack Buck, 27-year-old Otis Nixon steps to the plate. You see 2,700-year-old? I missed something there. There's no way that guy's only 27.
Hey, he was good, though.
Well, yeah, he had life experience of three lifetimes.
So in addition to suing robocallers, you can appeal automatically parking tickets in any city.
Wow.
Cancel any subscription that you've signed up for that is an auto pay.
Do not pay is a pipe hitting.
This sounds too good to be true.
Seems like that deal that guy used to tell you about not paying your taxes.
Oh, cancel Birchbox subscription. Hello.
There you go. That's appealing.
It's robo revenge?
Yeah. The robots will fight first through advertising. I'm in on that.
Ghent University in Belgium was testing butter by making Belgian waffles. And the butter has been made from insect fat. Ugh. So they took it and made the Belgian waffles and had the people taste, and they could not tell the difference. They used one with 25% insect fat. The other had 75%, which is interesting because they couldn't – and the waffles turn out the same.
Hmm.
The reason behind it is, the taste test is that the insect fat – contains lauric acid, which provides positive nutritional attributes since it's more digestible than butter. They couldn't tell the taste difference. Also, making the butter with the insects, the insect farms are a lot easier to raise, less of a carbon footprint. The popular one was using the black soldier fly. It's a fatty fly,
I guess. You get new flies every 72 hours,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you can churn those out a little faster.
Crickets, too. They can grow very clean.
Crickets?
Yeah, the cricket fat.
Whatever. I don't know what's in my food anymore. I don't care.
Right. That tastes like butter.
Thanks, Brady.
There you go.
Again.
Appreciate it.
I got to check out your computer one time just to see your news feed.
Making butter out of bugs.
You're the only one in the world that got that story.
Butter bugs. I can't believe it's not bugs. Oh, Applebee's.
Police in Gainesville, Florida, received a call from a home inspector. He was going through a house, inspecting it, and went down to the crawl space. That's when he made the call. Noticed a bunch of jars with human tongues in the jars.
Oh.
Find out that the home was owned by Dr. Ronald Bauman, pathologist, world-renowned pathologist. At the University of Florida, and he actually obtained the tongues back in the 60s, which was completely legal. Well, and he stored them in the crawl space because it was a cool
place.
It helped preserve them better. So everything's on the up and up, but they're still investigating.
Is it?
Well, that's why they're checking.
Dead people tongues, right?
Yep.
It wasn't legal to just swipe tongues from
folks.
Well,
you can no longer, the University of Florida said, yes, there were some. It was legal to do it back in the 60s. The law has changed. You can no longer bring human parts home for your own studies.
It was only legal because nobody thought to make it a law.
Nobody thought it would be possible.
Right. Why would we write up papers to say you can't keep tongues in your basement?
Yeah.
Of course, nobody's going to do that. So the guy played the loophole. He Belichicked the tongue rule.
Dr. Ronald Bauman.
Yeah. World-renowned tongue collector.
Professor Emeritus.
What was he doing with the tongues down there? Are you all right?
He's a pathologist, so I guess he's
So you got
studying the tongues. That's what I was trying to figure out. What the pathologist used the tongues for.
That was weird. His mouth opened and stayed open.
I knew you were going to ask me that, so I kept looking to see why would he use the tongues.
Yeah, I don't know what you
That's
got
what happens at night when he's breathing. He'd just stop.
It used to. It used to.
Now the CPAP helps.
Yeah, but your muscle memory just makes you stop.
So are you telling me now
I did nod off when he asked me that question.
You did, yeah. I was worried that you were now. You have awake sleep apnea.
Was I out?
Homer Simpson had the problem of snoring while he was awake for a while. I think we may be running into that.
Try to fix me. I'll show you, Brady Bogan.
We have a Chandler woman. Her tweet has gone viral. It's a little three-second video where she's taking a bath in hot Cheetos.
Oh, my God.
And what? Her tweet said, never would have thought my vagina would be the talking point of Twitter. But yet, here we are.
Aren't you proud of that? You've made it, lady. You've made
it.
All that hard work.
It's like strawberry wine and laying in the tub and it's soaking in hot Cheetos.
I'm sure this is a
I can't wait.
Wonderful apartment she's in.
Oh,
wow. The shower's actually kind of nice.
No, it's not.
Look at it.
It's a $2 tile.
It's more than I thought.
Yeah. Oh, well, I certainly thought she'd be outside. I'm with you on that.
And she splurged. That's got to be like $25 worth of Cheetos.
And she's drinking, I think you might be right, Boone's Farm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Well, she's a success. She's one of America's success stories.
We have another viral photo this week. The Mia Foundation, which is a nonprofit animal shelter in Hilton, New York, helps animals with special needs. This week, they had an 8-week-old puppy named Lundy. And he befriended a pigeon named Herman. And now they're best buds, according to the pictures.
A puppy and a pigeon?
Yeah.
That's pretty adorable right there. The puppy is so small, the pigeon dwarfs it. What
the photos have been viewed more than 6 million times. And
that middle one.
He's hugging. Oh, yeah, they're snuggling.
I'm going to cry.
Well, it brought in $6,000 in donations this week.
For what?
They just saw the picture posted.
And they donate to it?
Yeah, keeping... they like what they're doing here, I guess.
What is the dog's special need exactly?
Yeah.
I don't know what Lundy's problem
is. Do they have
he can't walk.
Oh, well. That's...
They have dogs.
And Herman can't fly right now.
They have dogs with Down syndrome.
Yeah, there's dogs that are mentally challenged.
Really?
Yeah. This one can't walk. He can't walk at all. So he's going to eventually die. Like, he's got to be put down. So he's only enjoying life with this pigeon who is also immobilized.
We're from the island of misfit toys.
They're actually trying to get away from each other, but they can only move their
rolling
head.
Around like they hate each other. Well, how do you know they like each other? That's a good point. Right. That's like two people who are two vegetables laying in bed together. I'm like, look at them. They're so cute. They're like, get me away from it. They're best friends. Roll them over onto the other one.
Doesn't seem like a good life.
I can't walk. I can't fly. Well, I guess we're stuck in this nest forever.
Yeah, and then they just keep cramming them together like they're cute. Now it's not cute at all. It's
Great
a
photos.
Hostage. They got to put the dog down.
Yeah, it's adorable to us, but...
The photos are adorable. Trying to watch them survive is miserable. A pigeon that can only walk and a dog that can't? Show me something. Strap that dog to the pigeon.
Yeah, the pigeon can't fly.
Strap that dog to the back of that pigeon and say, look, walk me over to the food, because otherwise I'm going to starve to death. Well, he's adorable, but if he can't walk, he can't. That's enough, right? He's done. We can't. No, we can't have quadriplegic dogs.
Can't roll him around.
No, you can't. Get a day or two,
couple
of days, but after a while,
just keep him on a pillow.
No,
the whole time.
You don't. You just. He's adorable, but this is posing a quadriplegic. This is wrong.
He could be a purse dog. We could find a hot chick in Scottsdale that wants a purse dog.
No,
they've got lots of purse dogs. Look at all those.
No, there are plenty of functional ones that we need to get homes for. Let's not.
So you want to kill this?
Yes,
poor dog?
Yes, put it down. I watched a special last night on TV of there was a girl who won't age. She's an infant.
Huh?
But she's 6 years old. She's 10 pounds. And they kept showing her, and I'm like, man.
Wow.
That's a thing?
It's a real thing. And then there was a 40-year-old. It was the reverse of Progeri. He was 40 years old, but he looked like he was 10. But his face was all old. And he was blind and stuff. And but they, you know, he had function. Like, he could move around. He couldn't talk, and he was all messed up. The little girl was literally a corpse with vital signs. And I'm like, it's just
6 years old, still not
six, 10 pounds. Oh, never going to do that.
Yeah, just staying in that.
It looked like it was just constantly coming out of a coma and then going back in. Miserable. And I'm like, you got to put that down. You, I mean, 6 years of this. And they feed it with syringes. And her hands will occasionally raise up like, and then go back to, there's no life. It's weird.
I don't know if this is the same one. Brooke Greenberg, who baffled scientists because she never ages, died at the age of 20, never having developed beyond the physical size of an infant and the mental capacity of a two-year-old.
I think it was someone named Brooke. Were they in, I think it was Montana.
Because of a rare condition, that extremely rare condition called Syndrome X.
That's a different one.
And until her death last week, Brooke always
that one's got tons of life compared to the one I was looking at. Yeah, it's weird. But I was so just sitting there like, you can't, that's not
20 years old?
You can't do
Man.
That. You can't keep that around. That one's better. I'd keep that one around. The one I was looking at last night, it's like, that's a
not good.
That's a bunch of pills. You got to end this. And nobody's going to be mad at you. And then they go and they check her brain and all her stuff, and they're like, all her blood's normal. It's just a goof. And they said she must have gotten like birth trauma or something.
We got one last her. Real
it was
quick.
Horrible.
Brand new video.
God had the hiccups that day.
Yeah, whoops. God, I didn't finish that one and it's out. Oh, boy. Well, maybe it won't grow.
Oh, my me.
There's no way it can live. 6 years later, they're still bottle feeding and it's 10 pounds. It was brutal.
So this Bradio video is a someone who lives in Arkansas, and they gave their donkey a new toy, a Jolly Ball.
A what?
A Jolly Ball.
It's illegal in 21 states.
Right.
Yeah.
The hell is a Jolly Ball?
It's like
Jolly Ball killed my sister, you son of a bitch.
Sorry.
A play ball. But the donkey's pretty excited. Got a new toy.
It's not a volleyball, it's a Jolly Ball.
A Jolly Ball.
Okay.
Yeah.
He just chases the ball.
It's like a mini hippity hop or whatever.
Sounds like Japanese porn.
Whoa.
Now it sounds like black.com.
Whoa.
So he plays fetch. It's a
jolly indeed.
Donkey what catches stuff.
All right, you're right, John. We have to change his feed.
He got
to
change.
We have to.
This is nuts.
The animal thing has gone too far.
What the?
Here's a picture of a quadriplegic chihuahua and a pigeon that can't fly.
You're like that around
I'm from hell! I'm from hell! I show you hell pictures! Oh!
Brady, this is awful. That dog's spine is severed. It can't ever walk. And the pigeon will never fly!
Smash them together and make them cute. Here's a donkey that fetches!
This animal fetish has gone too far, Brady.
Man.
Christy, throw the Jolly Ball for the donkey or die! That donkey fetches. That's a keeper.
Where's the video of people racking their nuts and stuff? Come on.
Where's the fail videos? Come on now.
And by the way, the donkey just destroyed that Jolly Ball.
Yeah.
That's an expensive problem. Does he chase tennis balls too or just Jolly Balls?
Too small.
Just the Jolly Ball that I've seen.
As far as you know. Right. You haven't seen multiple videos.
I'm flying over there to
video 33. He chases a baseball.
There's Jolly Balls all over. He's destroyed a half a dozen of them. One on the roof.
That's his thing. I mean, what else does he have to live for?
One way to look at it.
We find out that it's like a genetic trait passed down to donkeys for hundreds of years since the great Jolly Ball Wars. We didn't know donkeys once fought
Crimea or
giant
something.
Bouncing creatures. Paleolithic era when donkeys ruled the earth. And we're taken out by Jolly Balls. What you don't know is you've just awoken his horrible post-traumatic donkey syndrome.
He's reverting
back. He's just reverting back to his natural instinct of killing all bouncing balls. In the name of my father and his father before he, all bouncy balls must die.
The only way to get out is give him a Jolly Ball.
I don't know. I thought it was cute. You ever see a donkey with a severed spine? Leaning up against something else that can't move? It's great.
You're going to bring Jolly Balls to the zoo, aren't you? For the zebras.
See if they'll play with the Jolly Balls.
Here's a guy incapacitated due to war injuries. And we've leaned him up against the stuffed animal. Adorable. People can't move because of spine.
You'll be raising money for that foundation.
Dump him out of that chair and put him next to that puppy.
You'll be on video killing a zebra, throwing a ball at it.
Chokes on it.
Yeah, he's got a terrible injury. It's pretty cute when you pose him. He can't fight back.
Look at him trying to get places.
Look at him using his hand to try to pull himself away with the only muscles that work.
Yeah, you can't keep dogs that can't walk and pigeons that can't fly around too long. You let them know what love is, and you gently caress them as the fluid goes into that vein in their foot, puts them away.
Take them in, John.
No.
You have a big enough
I would
house.
Put it down. I would put it down.
Would you?
It's not. That's
Megan
not,
would take care of
not
those
fair.
Animals.
No, that's the problem, is that people will take care of them. It's not the right thing to do. You kill the weak. That's how it's supposed to go.
Man, so you think we should do that to people? What the hell?
I was talking about people.
You're awful.
No, I'm right. That's 7 billion spineless dogs running around. No, you just have to do what's right for that animal. If it
look
can't
at,
feed itself, so it's
Stephen
wrong.
Hawking.
Right. Look at that. That should have ended a long time ago.
Without him, we would
no, not no, no, no. He did most of his holes. He did most of his work walking, and then like a few years in the chair, and then once he was just he was a Simpsons gaff. That's all he became. And I just keep talking about what I talked about 30 years back before this nightmare began.
Steven, do you have any new ideas?
No. All I can tell you is there's no God. Remember when people got mad at Stephen Hawking for saying there was no God?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah, you really think he's a big
believer?
How dare you? I have proven that there is no God. Oh, this son of a bitch thinks there's no higher power.
He's provided you with a great life.
What's your proof? Well, let me wheel over here and whistle to you the answers that you desire.
Yeah, he can believe whatever he
wants. He has the right to say there's nothing.
At the crossroads, he chose brains.
How dare you?
Did he?
Yeah.
Just give me a whole lot
Man
of brains and nothing else.
Right. He had them before. Yeah. Imagine what he could have done had we never taken his chalkboard away. I would write all over the chalkboard, but my legs are made of jello.
He was still solving equations.
Yeah, slower. 8, 6, 5, carry the 2. This is too hard. I still stand by it. If you can't get a date, Stephen Hawking should be your idol. The man had an affair. Still not sure how that happened. He cheated on that beautiful wife of his with the lady that was
still
wiping his butt.
Still had game.
So what are you doing later?
Well, I was going to wipe your ass.
Oh, yeah? Well, maybe I could return the favor.
No, I don't think you can.
I know. Why don't you get over here and hop on these nuts?
Stephen, how long did it take you to spell that?
The computer fought me on nuts with a Z.
F you, Siri.
How many times did he, because it was in the infancy of that technology, so I'm sure he told his nanny several times, why don't you get over here and hop on peanuts?
What?
Damn it. Hold on, I have to correct something.
Here's your peanuts.
I never wanted peanuts.
D-E-E-Z.
I want that recorded. Let's try again. Why don't you come over here and hop on D's nudes?
Steven, what are you saying?
Damn it. Never mind. The moment is lost. Oh, he'd be a killer now with Siri and stuff. Well, there you go. Yeah, I just don't think it's right to pose cute crippled puppies with crippled pigeons and call it adorable.
Some and buddies.
Weird lady's going to have those things up on her cubicle.
It could always be worse.
Oh, God. And there you go. That, my friends, is your Brady Report. Brought to you by Hooters. It's 98.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98.